Welcome back to the RV America Y'all podcast.
I'm Stacy.
I'm Tom, and we're RV America Y'all.
We are native Texans and full-time RVers who are all about exploring the great state of Texas and beyond, one campground at a time. We're on a mission to experience life, not just live it, and we're bringing you along for the fun.
Here in beautiful Petoskey, Michigan at Hearthside Grove Motor Coach Resort. This is episode 46.
And this week we are excited to be joined by our good friends and fellow RVers, Tom and Leslie, who are going to talk all about their experiences with RV life. So sit back, relax, and join us as we RV America, y'all. So, you know, one of the favorite things we have about RV life in general are the people that you meet as you're traveling. And it's super fun when you meet somebody and you connect with them and you get to know them. And then at some point along the way, you run into them again in a completely different place. And that is what we have here today. We are joined, as I said, by our friends Tom and Leslie. Welcome to the podcast, y'all.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Oh, well, we appreciate y'all taking the time to sit down. We've had such a fun week week in Michigan. Just to give them a little background, we first met these guys, I guess, what, a couple years ago?
Yeah, May of 22.
May of 22.
That's right. We were getting our warranty work done.
Yeah.
And y'all were picking up your first coach you ever owned.
Yep, very first one.
And what was that?
It was a
22 New Air.
Yep. 22 yeah. Newmar New Air. Yep. Loved it. Just like yours, except 2 feet longer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the 35.
Yeah.
So it's always fun, you know, when you're somewhere, like when we're at Newmar getting service and you see another New Air come in, you're like, oh, look, more New Air people, you know. And we hung out a lot then because they also have dogs, fur babies.
Yep.
And, one at that time.
One at that Louis. Time, yeah. We had Louie at that time. We got Gus now, too.
Yeah.
But we got to spend a lot of time in the pet lounge with you guys and picking your brains and learning all about the lifestyle before, as we were starting out.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is, every time we would talk, and we have another couple, too.
Hey, Randy and Melissa.
Randy and Melissa. Yep. And we would be talking, and Tom's in his phone, Amazon again, and he's ordering something. I don't know how much he spent
there. We spent a lot of money that week.
Because it also was new to y'all, right?
It was brand new to us. We'd never owned a coach before. We retired right before that. We retired just a couple months before that and decided we've always wanted to do it, and we decided we wanted to just go all in at one shot. We went in and bought the New Air, and we've loved it ever since.
Yep. Boy, was it overwhelming.
Oh, God.
Extremely.
That first night we sat staring at the ceiling thinking, what did we do? Yep. What did we do?
But right.
It didn't take very long.
I think a lot. Most folks are that way.
Yep.
But, I mean, you just got to be willing to jump in with both feet, and it's part of the journey.
Yeah.
Well, especially, you know, as technologically advanced as a lot of the RVs are now, there's a lot to learn. It's not just, you know, get to your place and hook up. These things are rolling computers.
Absolutely. And, you know, that was one of the best parts about hanging out there, meeting you guys and Randy and Melissa, the other good friends. We learned so much from the four of you while we were there, and the other people in the lounge too. But we learned so much from you guys there, and the do's and don'ts and the watch out for this and watch out for that. And we took notes, and we were trying to learn everything about the coach at the time, but then we're also trying to learn all this other stuff. And it was very overwhelming, but it really didn't take long to fall in for us, you know. And I remember sitting there, you were showing me, we came over one time and showed me how to dump for the first time. How to dump and all that.
Yeah,
hook up, which way to go and how to do it first and second, and how to do everything and all that. So it was really a great experience for us.
And yeah. you know you're a true RVer if you're okay with talking about dumping.
Yes, we are.
That is. Yeah. That is, and, you know you're an RVer.
And you know you're a true RVer when you're willing to go over to somebody else's rig and work on dumping with them.
That's a very
helping
good
them dump
point.
Their own rig. Yeah. Yeah. Now, you did say, so y'all had just retired, right?
Yep. Yep.
So tell everybody y'all's career. I think it's fascinating.
Oh, we were both air traffic controllers at Washington Center. In Leesburg, Virginia.
Did that for 25 years.
Yep.
And unfortunately for us, they make you retire early from that job. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we got to retire a little bit early in our 50s, and we just started in right away. We knew we loved traveling. We've always traveled. We really knew we wanted to see the country, and what better way to do it than an RV? You know, that was the biggest thing for us, is we wanted our own kitchen, our own bathroom, and our own bed. Mm-hmm. And so that's the best way to do it, is have your own kitchen, bathroom, and bed on wheels.
Yeah,
I bet the average person out there definitely doesn't know that you have to retire as an air traffic controller. Yeah. How old do you have to be to retire?
You can't work past 56.
Oh, wow.
But then you're eligible to retire 25 years after you start. So some people, if you start at 22, you can retire at 47 if you want to.
Nice.
But you can work till 56 no matter when you started.
That's interesting. So, like, pilots can...
They can work till 65.
Till 65. So that's, I wonder why it's different. Just the level of stress, I guess?
Or our job's harder.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah, wait till you get your pilot friends on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I think it is just the level of stress. And it is a young man's game. I mean, you know, as you get older, you slow down just a little bit, and I can understand it. Some people could make it to 75, probably, and there's other people that probably should retire at 45, but... it's just the level of stress for it.
So you retire. How did y'all decide you wanted to travel and you wanted your own bed, bath? How did the RVing come in? Was it one of your ideas or how did that come about?
It was kind of mutual. We'd always loved taking road trips together, you know, just in the car and everything. And we wanted to figure out how do we make this last longer and avoid the hotels, and it was just a natural progression to move into looking at RVs and then trying to break it down between which RVs we liked.
We spent years researching RVs and going to the RV shows and talking to people and watching podcasts and their YouTube videos, and I mean we went from everything from little Sprinter vans all the way up through the big Class A's trying to figure out which one we wanted. And you know, of course, you think if you get a smaller one, you can get a lot more places. And if you really want to, you know, every once in a while, you can stay in a hotel or something like that. If you get the big one, you can carry everything with you, you know. So we went through the whole gamut until we finally settled down on the Class A's.
And so you started with the 22 New Air,
mm-hmm.
Which was just under 36 feet, your New Air. Were there places that you could go that you went to specifically because you had a small-ish RV?
I don't think so. I mean, I think, of course, that was one of the big pieces of advice and one of the things that a lot of people talked about. You can only, you know, if you have a 45-footer, if you have a big one, you can't get into certain places and all that. We really, every place that we went to, we've seen other 45-foot, we've seen bigger RVs there. So we never really ran into that. I'm sure it's out there and I'm sure it's a problem, but when we first started out, we really didn't run into that too much. Of course, the bigger your RV, maybe the less spots that certain places have. I'm sure some of the national parks you can't get in. We did go to Glacier, and I think we talked about it a little bit earlier, but there's a bridge right before the park in the south, and I don't think we could have gotten a bigger RV in than we had just because of the low clearance for the bridge.
Mm.
But other than that, we really, everywhere we went, we saw 45-footers and big coaches in there. So I don't think we really had too many places that we couldn't have gone to.
Yeah, that bridge is the
That's
one
right.
you kind of worried about. I remember when mm-hmm. we were looking up Glacier, where we're going this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to impact us this year because of where we're staying. And,
right.
and we would easily fit under
you
it.
Would. Yeah.
But it was something when we looked at going before, where we were going to stay, we were going to have some friends that had a Dutch Star, and I don't think they would fit under it.
Mm-hmm.
So
they had a 45-foot Dutch Star, or 44.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we would have, and obviously you're probably segueing into this, but we decided to upgrade, so now we might not get in there.
So 2 years into your journey, I mm-hmm. guess, y'all decide to upgrade.
Yeah.
So what brought that about?
Well, since we were in it so much, we mm-hmm. just decided, well, we needed...
More space.
Yes.
A little more space. We... decided to go full-time about a year into it, and we loved it. We spent 6 months last year traveling out west, traveling to the Rockies, traveling with Randy and Melissa, good friends, and met some of their friends and everything. And we just loved the lifestyle. I mean, before that, we decided to go full-time, and we did it that way, and it's been wonderful. However, for us, we really wanted a little bit more space. We wanted a little bit bigger bathroom, a little bit bigger kitchen, and for us living full-time. So we decided, we actually stopped in to get some recall work done, just a little hose needed to be replaced that was recall. We stopped into a dealership in Minnesota, and we happened to be walking around there looking at their new coaches, and we just said, you know, it's time to do it. So we, so probably about a year and a half into it, we decided to do it, and then 2 years into it, we actually got it done. So
this coach you ordered?
Yes. We actually ordered both coaches.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, you did. Both coaches, you took factory delivery of both coaches, as well, right?
Yep. And, so, and what is this one, did we say?
24 London Air, 4551.
Yep.
Woo-woo.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It's
love
an absolute beautiful coach. Inside and out, the paint job's beautiful, too.
Yeah, they did a real nice job on it. We, unlike you guys, which we talked about it for a couple of weeks, doing something like what you guys did, doing our own scheme on it, but we really struggled to kind of match the colors, that find colors that we would like, and they had the one color pattern on there that we liked that one the way it was.
I understand why.
It worked out well, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
One. Yeah, so we're happy. We're thrilled to death that we have this coach. It's been awesome so far.
That's fantastic. So far, but it's only been
6 weeks. But maybe that's why it's still so awesome.
Yeah.
We haven't tried to get anywhere that's tough to get into. So.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, so you're 45 feet now?
Yep, 45 feet, and it's 9 feet longer than what we had, and it's about 13 inches taller than what we had.
Okay.
So I think that's where the biggest thing for us is going to be. We've run up against some little low-hanging branches in some places and stuff like that. We've not had too many problems with the length of it, but we're a little bit more cautious about the height difference, and we just got to get used to that.
You know, and I believe that because when we made the change from the Tiffin Breeze to the Newmar New Air, both pretty small packages as Class A motorhomes go, the Breeze was 11'7" tall. The New Air is 12'3". Doesn't sound like a big difference, but there are definitely some places that we notice that height a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so in y'all's journey here, has there been, when you first started RVing, is there something that stuck out that was the biggest challenge that y'all had to endure?
I can't think of anything. I mean, it sounds... I don't know how it sounds, but everything was great. I mean, we loved it all. There were small challenges, learning everything, fixing some things, little breakdowns or little issues that happened to everybody, just, you know, small little things that you have to take care of. Finding places and sites has never really been a major problem for us. I can't think of anything offhand that we really had a major problem with. We just kind of jumped into it, and we loved it all the way, and we really enjoyed everything about it. So,
wow.
Yeah.
What are your what are some of the favorite places that you've been to now because if you have the RV?
I don't know. We really like it up here in Petoskey. That's for
sure. Petoskey's beautiful. Yeah. Upper Peninsula, Michigan's been gorgeous.
Yes.
Yeah, it's mid 70s, I guess, today. Yeah. Again, it is July.
7th.
Yeah. Yes, July 7th. So yeah.
Yeah, we loved out west. We were out west last year, and I mean, everything from Wyoming. We got to, you know. We tow our Jeep Cherokee behind us, and we got to drive around with wild horses and see all the mountains and do all the hiking. Wyoming was beautiful, Montana was beautiful, Idaho. Utah, Colorado. Mm-hmm. Everything's been beautiful so far. I mean, a few places that we might not go back to, but just specific locations. Every state we've been to, we've enjoyed in some way or another. South Dakota and North Dakota were both gorgeous.
Yes.
You know, yeah, I can't. And that's part of the reason why we did it. You get to see all this stuff. And you know, when we were, like she said, when we were working still and we'd take trips, you'd get a week or 2 weeks at most and you'd get in the car and you'd drive somewhere. And it's kind of like you kind of got to get there and you got to explore and you got to get back. And now you just have the time to really just take your time and you go to all the little towns and you explore the little towns and you explore the hiking areas and you explore the mountain ranges and all that.
Yeah.
It's been very nice to have the time to do it all by having your home with you.
Right. I agree. Yeah. I agree. And we were talking earlier, you guys have already hit, in the 2 years that you've been RVing, you've hit how many states?
20.
Yep.
Is it 20?
That's good.
20 states.
Yeah. Wow.
But we count it as we've stayed at least one night and done something.
Right.
In the state.
Yeah. Okay.
So we've done 20 states like that. We've driven through more than that, but we've stayed in at least for a night and done something in 20 different states so far. Yeah.
That's great.
Well, Leslie, what's your favorite thing to do when you're traveling around?
Just exploring the little towns, taking the hikes, just trying to blend in as, you know, not being an outsider or a tourist, just, you know.
It's almost like you're living like a local.
Exactly, yeah.
Everywhere you go.
Yeah, you just,
Try to find those good restaurants that only the locals know about.
That's right, and where the good ice cream is.
Yes. We have been on an ice cream search the past few days.
Yes, we have.
Yeah,
the little museums, too.
I'm feeling like I want to fall asleep right now from the ice cream.
Well.
And that meal, too.
Yeah, it was a good meal and good ice cream after
that. Yeah.
But you're right, I love the little museums. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were talking about this, too. One of the things we've learned since we've been traveling more extensively is our travel style has changed over the years, where we really don't typically stay one night in most places because, and maybe you can elaborate this on this, but in our experience, everywhere we go, if we're parked next to people who just come in for one night and they leave, maybe it's right on the interstate and they're just looking for a place to stay and continue their travels early the next morning, they don't even realize what they just missed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, that's the biggest part. That's one of the best parts. And we're the same way. You guys were one of the ones that taught us this, that told us this. We remember. You might not remember. But you were saying how when you're living full-time and you're traveling all the time, you need to find places every once in a while and stay a week or 2 weeks so you can kind of just have a normal life for a little bit, you know, maybe watch some TV, catch up on the internet or catch up on your finances or whatever it is. But the other thing we found is that you don't want to stay just for one or two nights because wherever you go, there's something to see, something to do.
Right.
Every little town's got a little museum. Every little town's got some history, or they got a history trail, or they got hiking trails. Or they've got, you know, even if it's a college or something like that. I mean, we've been to 3 or 4 presidential museums in our travels, and you just don't even think, you don't even realize it's there, and you go and you find it. You find so many things once you go there and you stop in at the Chamber of Commerce or the little tourist information centers, or we stay at Harvest Host, and they have information on things to do in the town. And as much research as you do before you get there, you find more things that you didn't see.
Right.
And you start talking to the locals, and they start telling you about things that, you know, you don't usually find. And
absolutely. So, I mean, if you spend one night, you're missing a lot of stuff. So, you know, the ideal thing for us is 4 nights probably is probably ideal minimum, because then you have 3 days to do stuff. And then up to like a week or two if you really want to take some time to just kind of relax and just veg out, read books and watch TV or something.
Yeah.
So when y'all are traveling, like, what's a good distance for you guys? What's kind of like your sweet spot for how far you want to go on a day's drive?
I guess it depends on the area.
It kind of depends on the area. When you go out, and like we said, we've told people, you know, once you get west of Chicago, the roads are opened up and you can drive for, and it's a lot easier driving and all that. I don't really know the distance. I guess the time is more for us. And I would say anywhere from 3 to 5 hours is probably about what we generally do. You know, I mean, a lot of times we'll stop more frequently. So if it's an hour and a half, it's an hour and a half, but we're getting to see more stuff.
Right.
But if we have to drive 3 hours, that's not a problem. If you have to drive 5 hours, that's generally not a problem either. And we've done the times where we've driven we drove 12 hours one time.
Oof,
And that was just, we were just trying to get somewhere.
Right.
And we just felt good. So we kept driving. We'd planned on stopping for 2 nights. We ended up stopping for 1 night. So, but generally, we like to go 3 to 5 hours, no more than 3 to 5 hours, I'd say. 3 hours if it's going to be a lot more congested, you know, because that's a lot more stressful driving.
Right.
If you're out in the open roads, 5 hours is easy and it's not a problem.
That makes a lot of sense.
And, of course, you probably like to get in before it gets dark and everything else.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to get in before it gets dark, get set up, get the dogs out, let them get a little walk and all that, and still have a chance to kind of plan your dinner or plan what you're going to do that evening. So.
Now, how do they travel? Do they do okay? Do they enjoy it?
Yeah, Gus is he's a professional little traveler. You just put him right in there, put him on the sofa, he goes right to sleep. Yeah. Louie, he used to always travel in my lap, and he doesn't now, and he's not happy about it. He's always just, you always have that, you can feel him staring into the back of your head there, because he's
The new happy. Air we bought, we got the
queen size
seat in the new air, so she could have Louie in her lap all the time, and the London air, we didn't get that. We got the regular size seat, so now he has to sleep on the couch, sit on the couch. And he's not thrilled about that.
Well, Astro stays with
He sits Stacey. With me.
Yeah.
And then stars
the queen
on the couch.
Size couch. Yeah. The seat.
The queen seat.
Yep. The queen seat. Yeah.
Yep. So, and they are, I don't know, have we said that Gus and Louie are French bulldogs?
That is correct.
Yeah, and they are cute as
oh,
all
my
get
gosh.
Out. Yeah.
Star loves them.
Yes.
And
playing in the pet lounge.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, again, now, we met you when you first got your coach, but then we were both back there the next year.
For our annual maintenance. Yeah.
For our annual maintenance, and they just got to play and play.
We had that one day there where nobody else was in the pet lounge.
Oh, my gosh.
So we could leave them off the leash, and, man, the three of them were just running around. Having
just
a great
running.
Around.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Yeah. And every morning we'd get there a little bit early, and they get to run around until
somebody
else
showed
up.
Right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And Gus and Louie, they could, you know, we would leave Star's leash on her, and they would grab her by the leash and pull her around.
Yep. And then if she started getting crazy on them, they'd just jump under the chair and wait for her, and then they'd dart out and taunt her.
That's right. Yep. Oh, it's hilarious. Because how much do they weigh?
Gus is only 15 pounds. Louie's 20 pounds. So.
Yeah.
They're a little small for French bulldogs, but it's good for RVing. So.
Now, speaking of that then, I mean, we've kind of got a routine with Star when we stop at a truck stop. Now, do they both go out when you stop at a truck stop, or how do y'all do that?
If they haven't been out in a while, we will take them out at the truck stops, but generally we don't unless they need to. We like stopping at the rest areas.
Yeah.
Okay.
We always stop at the rest areas to let them out. So that's
a good tip.
Well, smaller too. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Star, she knows when we're stopping, she's got to go. Even if we just left the RV park and we're filling up with fuel, she's going to have to go.
Or, you know, we left the RV park. A few minutes down the road, we decide to stop for fuel.
Yeah.
And then maybe, you know, just a little bit after that, oh, there's a nice rest stop. We got time. Let's pull off. Every time she's like, oh, got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gus has known nothing but the RV life. So we stop and he just sits there, doesn't even move until we indicate that he's getting up.
Wow.
So Gus always just lays there. He's not even fazed by it. Louie, though, he'll kind of look up like he went, hey, because we had him for 2 years before we started RVing. So he kind of got used to a home life. So this is a little bit new to him. So he wants to go out every time, but sometimes we don't let him and he's not that upset about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're easy to travel with.
Oh, yeah, easy. Very easy, yeah. They're good dogs. They can hold it for a long time. They sleep real well.
Yeah.
You know, they got their two little beds in there, and they love it to death. So,
well, how do y'all like that Newmar Service Center?
Oh, we love it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely love it, yep. It's a great place to go. It's a great place to stay. They've been top-notch there. I mean, I don't know if we're supposed to mention names or not. We had Dennis the last couple of times. Man, he's been amazing.
Oh, he's great.
He's
great at fixing just about anything that needs to be fixed. He's hard worker. They explain everything to you. You know, they go over everything with you. They take the time with you. We really love it. And it's a great little park. You know, it's a great town. It's a great area. There's good food. There's good things to do. The movie theater we all went and saw.
Oh, yeah.
We saw Maverick.
We saw,
like
the Top Gun movie. Yeah, we sure did. Yeah, they show first-run movies.
Yeah, for $5,
I think that's what it was.
$5.
Yeah.
And $1 popcorn, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's great there.
But on that note, though, they might be the first ones we've interviewed that took the factory delivery. Mm-hmm. So how did that go? Because, I mean, it's not inexpensive. But most of the folks we've talked to thought it was still a good value.
Yeah, we've got some other friends, air traffic controllers that retired and RV'd, and they have one of them has a Newmar, and he highly recommended it. He didn't do it, and he said he wishes he would have. We talked to several other people about it, and for us, it was a no-brainer because we'd never done it before. We'd never owned an RV
before.
So we knew we'd get a week there. I mean, I know you're supposed to get 2 or 3 days, but you basically get the whole week there. And it worked out well for us because we could go in and out. We could talk to them about everything. There was a few little things, you know, little lights that didn't maybe work the way they were supposed to, or the blinds came down a little bit low or something like that, or a little too high. And that's right there. They fix it all. They come out, take it in, fix everything that there's a problem with. And you get pretty much 5 days there. And it was great to get all our questions answered. it was spectacular for us because, again, we met you guys, met Randy and Melissa, met a lot of good friends there.
Right.
Learned a whole lot from there, from being there. And since we did it that way and had such a good experience the first time, we did it again the second time. So
yeah.
6 weeks ago, we were there for another week.
And you enjoyed it this time as well?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
We didn't have to learn quite as much because we obviously had a lot of experience. A lot of the systems are the same. But we still had a lot to learn, a lot to experience, a lot to figure out, you know. I mean, 9 feet longer, you know. We got to drive it a couple times, and that made a big difference, too.
So how did that go? You know, the difference from driving the new Air to the big bus.
I'll tell you, I was amazed at how easy it was to drive the new Air. I mean, mm-hmm. I was very amazed at that. Neither one of us, because she was parallel parking it that first week we had it.
That's awesome.
Wow.
So the new Air was amazingly easy. The London Air, definitely a little bit harder, but it's still amazingly easy. Nowhere near as hard as I thought it would be.
Okay.
Now, the one thing we haven't done is we haven't really gone through any big cities or anything like that. We haven't gone through any major congestion with it mm-hmm. yet. So that'll be the first real test when you're at a really crowded intersection and, you know, cars everywhere on both all the and long lanes. We're trying to make a turn there. That'll be the big test for us. But so far, we've been really good about learning about it. Both times we took driving lessons. We actually hired somebody to come out for a weekend with the new
Air. Oh, wow.
And to do driving lessons. And then this time we did a one-day thing. We got the guy, John, that Spartan, that teaches, that does the driving lessons.
Okay.
Up at Spartan. So we signed up for a day with him, and he took us out again.
So y'all went to Spartan after you picked this coach up?
We did. We wanted to get, we had to get a couple of things. We wanted to get their spare parts. What was the one thing? Oh, we were looking at getting the run flats
mm-hmm. okay.
and the fire suppression system from
okay.
that.
Okay.
And so since we were up there, we just talked to the guy that was up there that works, that does the driving classes for them when they do the academies.
Okay. Yeah.
So Leslie,
sense.
You drive then, I guess.
Yes, I drove it.
Awesome.
Yes.
So are you learning just to as a backup, or are when y'all take longer trips, do you drive sometimes?
Yeah, I'd like to be able to drive during the longer trips, you know, more when we're out west. I don't need to drive around Atlanta or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't blame
you. Know,
you.
I'm not, yeah. you know, not so eager for that, but I'd like to be a lot more proficient driving the London Air, you know, than I was in the new Air.
Okay.
So.
I think that's a good idea because, too, you never know. First of all, it's nice just to change it up every
right.
now and then. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, we were, well, it's a few coaches ago, but we were in California back when we still had our house and everything just on vacation. And before we went on that trip, Tom said, you know, we ought to go down to the local high school. It was summer. Nobody was there. You know, let's drive around the parking lot, let you get comfortable
comes.
With mm-hmm. it, you know, see what it feels like, just in case. And sure enough, when we were in San Diego and we had to leave that day to start our drive back, he was sick.
I got really sick.
And he couldn't, so I drove through the mountains of, you know, southern Arizona and, you know, all of that. And a
nice.
Good chunk of that whole day and a chunk of the next day. And
until I was feeling good enough, and then she started to get sick.
Yeah, so then we traded off.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, so it's good to have that
yeah.
comfort level.
Yeah.
Just in case,
oh,
you
yeah.
know, or to be able to just switch it up every now and then.
Absolutely. Yeah, that'll be nice when we go out west next year. It'll be nice on the long trips, even if it's just a straight highway.
Right.
Pull
mm-hmm.
off at a rest stop and let her drive till the next rest stop and give me
sure.
a little break. You know, that'll
and,
be nice.
And what we do, just to give Stacy a little practice at the braking and the mm-hmm. putting it in drive and all
keep
that kind of stuff.
Keep it in my brain.
Mm-hmm. Keep it in her brain. When we're getting deaf at a truck stop, mm-hmm. She'll pull it up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she'll pull
yeah.
it up so then it's to where I can put in
definitely.
The def.
Yeah.
But it gives her a little practice just going through the routine of knowing when to push the brake, the air brake.
Yeah.
And when to put it in drive and all that kind of stuff.
That's
so
a
it,
good idea.
It gets
yeah.
her a
yeah,
little
it
practice with it.
Yeah.
yeah.
So we have to start trying to do that.
Yeah, and it speeds things up, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so
you
you're, and oh, sorry, I didn't mean to
well,
interrupt
it
you.
Just does, so you don't have to go back in the coach, move it up, go back out,
yeah.
put the def in.
Yeah.
So y'all are talking about going out west next year. How far in advance are y'all planning your trips?
We plan them pretty far in advance yeah. just because full-time, and then obviously we travel during the summer. So, you know, I mean, you guys know just as well as anybody that you have to.
Especially trying to make the reservations for, you know, for the parks and everything.
Yeah, the national parks
yeah.
and the state mm-hmm. parks. And now I think at least temporarily we're going to be a little bit more cautious about it, a little bit more prompt about it, because with the 45 footer, like we said, there might be some parks that we can't fit it, might not have as enough spots, as many spots.
Right.
Whereas the new air might have, you know, they might have 100 spots that the new air fit in. They might only have 20 of the spots that the London air will fit in.
Right.
And we just want to make sure we get spots and get things set up for us. So
I would say that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Wait, Stacy is, I can fly by the seat of my pants.
Yeah.
Stacy cannot.
Mm-mm. Nope.
She is a planner, and she wants to plan way in advance.
Yeah.
And
I like to make sure we're going to have, you know, a place. We know where we're going. And if we need to change it, we can change it.
Yeah.
But I want to know going into it that, okay, this is the plan.
Yeah.
And, in fact, it's, you know, we have a little bitty segment toward the end of this year that I haven't officially booked yet, so I'm getting a little nervous, you know.
If we're within 6 months, she's like, oh my god.
See, we're pretty on top of it for the summer months. Like, and make sure between Memorial Day, like a couple weeks before Memorial Day to a couple weeks after Labor Day, we're all over it, because that's when you really struggle. After that, we'll let it slide a little bit. Like right now for this year, we've only got planned through, oh no, we finished it all off. We're playing through until we get back. Yeah, we're done the whole year. Yeah, we finished it off. A couple weeks ago, we finished it off. But yeah, we didn't do it 6 months in advance.
Yeah, Leslie's looking at Tom like, I'm not really? Sure about
that. Are you? Did you dream that?
Yeah.
So speaking of that, who does most of the planning?
We pretty much both do it.
Yeah, it's both of us. Yeah,
we do a lot of research on the parks and all that. We use. Again, I don't know what we're supposed to say.
I can say whatever you want.
Yeah, we use TripWizard, and it's been great for us. And you can look at all the parks in the area. And we really do a lot of research, and we use the reviews quite a bit to tell us little things about the park and all that. And that really guides us quite a bit. So
that's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Have you been to some places so far that you think are a must visit for people who are traveling?
Oh, Glacier. Glacier.
Yeah, Glacier is probably our favorite Glacier, national park.
Good,
because so
we're
they're about to go there. Grand Tetons were another. That was probably our second favorite national park. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yellowstone, of course.
Yellowstone, we enjoyed. I would say Cody, Wyoming. We loved Cody, Wyoming. Yeah. It's a beautiful place.
Good. Yeah,
the whole area there. We stayed there for like 12 or 14 days or something. It was beautiful there. Iowa, we enjoyed a lot of the places in Iowa. Mm-hmm. South Dakota, the Black Hills were amazing. Montana, it was Glacier, but we stayed in southern Montana too. Flathead Lake's a beautiful place.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Colorado, outside the Rocky Mountain National Park.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And then Utah. We only did 1 week in Utah last year, so next year we're planning on doing about a month in Utah.
Yeah,
like September, October.
Are you going to try to hit all the big national parks while you're there?
Yeah, we got a friend that lives out there, is an air traffic controller as well. He just retired as well, and we're going to try and hook up with him. And he's big outdoors guy, so we're going to hit all the parks with him and his wife.
Nice.
So,
maybe do some Jeep trails.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. Yeah.
Tom's a Jeeper.
Yep.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
So that's cool.
Now, I know you enjoy your baseball, as I. Do you ever seek out any baseball when you're traveling, any minor league teams or anything?
I haven't really done that yet. I know I will at some point. I know we will, but we've been so enraptured with everything else that we've been doing. I mean, the other thing is we both love history. We both love a lot of the stories about the town, stories about the West, stories about the settlers, stories about the presidents, all that. So generally we do all that stuff, but I'm sure we will be getting into that a little bit, much to Leslie's chagrin. When we used to travel, when we were still working, we'd fly places, you know, we'd fly to Denver or, you know, California or wherever we'd fly. I'd always make her go to a Major League Baseball game over there. So it was always a struggle. Chicago, we've been to a couple of stadiums.
I'm good with it, but I do enjoy the minor leagues better.
Yeah, the minor leagues are better. Yeah, so I enjoy them better now.
Well, that's good. And we enjoy them.
I like minor league baseball.
Yeah, we do too. Yeah.
And to me, to go to a major league game, you have to go into the big cities most part.
Yeah. Right.
And we want to stay away from the big cities.
Exactly, Probably the one we did Kansas City, because we stayed outside Kansas City, but it was easy to get into and get to the game.
Okay.
It was a really easy game. It was a beautiful stadium, great time there. We had a good time there.
Nice.
Yeah.
I always like the minor league team names.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
Yep. The Lansing Lugnuts.
Yeah, exactly. The Albuquerque Isotopes.
Yeah. I love it. They have fun at the games, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it it isn't as serious as a major league game. And
but the guys are all playing their hearts out.
Oh, they're playing. You
know.
And the fans love it. The towns love the team, and they support the team, and the whole families are out there. It's always good times.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And families can afford to go to games.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
And you can usually get a ticket, just walk up. You know, if you're traveling and you see there's a game in town, you can usually just go and walk up and get in, which is great.
We went to a game in Hagerstown, Maryland, the one time.
Oh, yeah.
We just walked up and asked her for two tickets, and she said, well, do you want the expensive seats or the cheap seats? She said, I asked her what it was. I think it was $3 for the cheap seats and $5 for the expensive seats. I said, I'll take the expensive seats.
Well, it's not quite that cheap nowadays.
No. But that team folded. So.
Yeah, they're gone. I wonder why. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we always like to ask people, you've been RVing now for a couple years. You're full-time. You've had a lot of experiences in a short period of time.
Yeah.
When you meet somebody who is maybe thinking about getting into it or maybe now new to the lifestyle, mm-hmm. do you have certain pieces of advice that you like to share with them?
Just like everybody told us, get the coach that you want the first time around because you're going to like it. So
we
tell people the same thing you guys told us. You know, you experience, make sure you spend a week or so in some places, you know, make sure you spend a little bit more time in places. Make sure you explore all the towns because just a lot of the things we've already been talking about because there's just so much to see out in this country that you'll never see it all. You can RV for 30 years and you'll never see it all. So just take your time, enjoy it, enjoy the people you meet, and enjoy the times you have.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, now we get this question all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We're living in 34 feet. Now, y'all are living in 45 feet, mm-hmm. but obviously you wanted to move up and such. But how is it with the two of you? You know, it's a tight space. And so how's it been as a couple living in this box?
We've had no problems. It was kind of different for us. We worked together our whole careers.
Yeah.
So we spent all our time together anyway. So it really was never a problem for us. Obviously, as a couple, you have to really like each other, not just love each other. You got to really like each other.
Right.
You know, and you got to be patient with each other, and you got to enjoy, you know, take the time with all that. But we've had no problems with it, really.
No, 45 feet right now is just—it's so spacious. There's
It really is.
Isn't it crazy? You went up what?
9 feet.
9 feet.
9 feet, but it probably feels like you went up two times the size.
That was part of the reason why we did it too. Is the Randy and Melissa, as we talked about before, they had a 37-foot coach, 2 feet taller, 2 feet larger than ours. It was a 37, so it was almost 38 feet.
Yep.
And you go on their coach, and it just seems so huge compared to our coach. So that was one of the reasons why
the layout.
Yeah, the layout was a little different.
So. Well, and your slides are a little deeper.
Yeah.
Also, the new air, you know, the slides aren't that deep. So when I walked into your coach, I felt like even like side to side, it was just so much space.
Oh, there's a full dance floor right there.
We'd like to try and exercise, especially after eating all this ice cream. But I mean, in the new air, one of us could work out in the middle in the floors, but you couldn't get both of us there at the same time.
Yeah.
The London air, we have no problem with.
That's a great selling tip right there.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. I mean, we work out in the coach a lot now, and it's just easy to do. We both have plenty of space to do it. Of course, you get down on the floor, the dogs climb all over you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't have goat yoga.
Exactly.
Yes, we do.
Louie and Gus yoga. Yeah.
Louie and Gus yoga, that's right. So, my gosh, so what is coming up for you guys? I mean, what do you kind of foresee in your future here in your RVing?
We're going to keep going.
Yeah, just keep going.
We talk about it all the time. We always kind of put the caveat when we're talking about it. If we're still doing this in 5 years, if we're still doing this in 10 years, you know, what are we going to do and how are we going to handle it and all that? But we don't see anything stopping us from continuing this for 10 or 20 years, quite honestly.
Wow. I mean, and we really feel the same.
Yeah. We like you, just like you guys, just recently bought a place in Hilton Head that we can keep it for the winter. And it's awesome having that, you know, it's that makes everything so much easier for, you know, 5 or 6 months of the year, 4 or 5 months of the year. So we've got that down there now where we can stay in the wintertime.
If
we're not traveling, we love it down there. And the nice thing about that is you're down kind of close to the south. So in the wintertime, middle of January, February, we drive down to Florida and, you know, spend time with you guys.
Heck,
spend time with our friends and all that. We can go down to Texas. We can do whatever we want because we're already down there. So
maybe one of these times y'all can come down and we can both go down to Key West or something.
Oh, I'd love that. We'd absolutely love that.
That'd be fun. We haven't done that yet.
Believe it or not, Florida's not on our list yet. We haven't done Florida.
Sounds like we need to figure that out. Yep. Yeah.
So that'll be an easy one. We're not very far away.
That is easy. That's right. Yeah, so we've got, I think you guys are almost caught, I don't remember exactly how many states we have, but we're missing the Pacific Northwest, Nevada, Alaska.
Which we're doing next year.
For sure. And I think we'll probably do all of that next year. And then the year after that will be the Northeast for us.
And
that should complete the 49.
Wow.
Just leaving Hawaii.
Then we just got to figure out pontoons to get over to Hawaii.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Let us know when you get that figured out.
Right.
You know, I think I've been thinking about that, and I hope that, you know, Maui gets all back together, you know, and maybe we can rent like a small RV on
like
Maui.
A camper van or something.
And go around the island.
Then it would count.
Then it would count.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, so we haven't taken away our, we're keeping our new air. Stops. We're not starting over with the London Air.
Oh, no. We've got all the newer stops. That counts. Yeah, boy, if you did all that in 6 weeks, I'm really impressed.
So we're looking at the same thing. Sometime in the next couple of years, few years, we're going to try and do the Northeast, too. There's a lot to do up there, a lot to see up there. We really look forward to doing that, too. I mean, that's the thing. There's, you know, you can't do it all too quickly.
There's no reason to.
No, it'll take a couple of years, really, honestly, to do a decent amount in the Northeast, decent amount. And then, you know, it'd take a couple of years just to do the Rockies and all those parks out there. Like you say, the West Coast and then the Southwest. We haven't done the Southwest yet. And there's just so much to see and do. It just takes forever.
You're right. And, you know, the thing is, you could go around and you could do, like, this massive circle and zigzag and just check all your states off. But you're not really experiencing them.
No.
Right. You know, and there's so many places that we stay a week or 2 weeks and we know we have to come back, you know, because we haven't even scratched the surface even in the time that we had. And like you said, you've got to have some downtime as well. So, well, this has been awesome, guys.
Yeah, it's been great. We appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate y'all taking the time and we have one more day to hang out before y'all hit the road again.
One more day tomorrow.
And then we'll start trying to figure out where we're going to meet
up the next time. That's right. This actually is the only place we've doubled up. This is the only place we've been to twice.
Twice.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
And we already know we're going to come back. It's just a nice area.
We do too, and we've doubled up here also.
There's so many neat little towns up here and things to do, and the weather is awesome this time of year.
And I want to check out the hiking trails that you were bringing up and mentioning. We got to check those out. We didn't get to those this time. So next time.
There you go.
There's always something.
Always something. You know, that sounds like a t-shirt. There's always something.
There's always something.
Leslie.
That's right. Exactly. Well, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And thank you guys for listening. We always love having y'all join us each time we have out a podcast. Thanks so much for being here with us. And we will post links to anything we talked about on our show notes. And you can always listen to this on our website, rvamericayall.com, or, of course, on your favorite podcasting network, whether that's Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora. I think we're pretty much out there everywhere now. Yeah. So if you do like to listen to one of those networks, I'd love for you to give us a like or a follow or a fan or whatever your particular network calls it. And until next time, y'all, safe travels.
And happy camping.
Bye.